Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
We've arrived at the beginning of training camp. 2025 summer camp is underway out in Ashburn, and no Terry McLaurin. He is officially a training camp holdout. Good morning, everybody. Ben's going to join me at noon. We may have another guest or two still trying to work that through. Dan Quinn spoke before the team's first on-field work began. That happened a little while ago. He said about adjusting to working without Terry, quote, "It's part of the business of the NFL. I don't judge it or get too worked up about it. I know Adam and his team, they're working as hard as they can with Terry. This happens on teams all over. So the longer you've been in it, the more you recognize that's just how things go. We think the world of him. It's why we're trying to do the extension. We hold him in really high regard." So let's get to it. 90 players are on a summer training camp NFL roster. Washington's got 88 in, or I'm sorry, 89 in. Terry is on the reserve, what they call the reserve did not report list. Sam Cosmi, by the way, today put on the active physically unable to perform list. Remember, Sam had the ACL torn in the win over Detroit back in January. Typically, if you do the math on this, Sam Cosmi's back probably by the end of September or sometime in early October. So I am very surprised that Terry decided not to report. I thought a hold-in was much more likely than a holdout. It's going to cost him $50,000 a day. All right, so this is day two, so he's up to $100,000. And you know, the last collective bargaining agreement between the players and the owners made it impossible for the owners to do what they used to do with holdouts, which is to just waive the fines. The league and its players wanted more strict consequences for holding out from training camp because it could be disruptive to teams and teams' rosters and create, you know, distractions. They wanted their players there. It also, as Paulie from the 757 has pointed out several times, it also perhaps increases the likelihood of a, you know, soft tissue injury, you know, if you're not there right from the beginning. I don't know if there's any data on that, but that's Paulie's contention. But they don't let teams waive those fines anymore. When you hold out, you're getting fined and you're paying those fines. He already was fined back in June for missing mandatory minicamp, roughly $104,000. Obviously, this is a lot pricier on a per day miss than mandatory minicamp. So we'll see what happens. And I don't know if there are loopholes. I don't know if there are ways around it. I would imagine that, you know, if they were to get a long-term contract extension done, let's just say the ultimate number in fines is $300,000, they could add another $300,000 to the contract to make up for it. Maybe. I don't know. But I really thought he was going to come in and do the hold-in thing where, you know, more times than not, that results in not being fined, even if you're not practicing. You know, you're in the facility, you're there, you're taking part in everything but the on-field work. So I thought that that was a better bet. I was wrong. He is holding out. This is now officially, you know, a standoff Because the talk, whether it's Terry directly or the agent leaking stuff to media members, that doesn't necessarily create a standoff environment. Even missing mandatory minicamp in June isn't, a standoff situation. But when you get to the first day of training camp, you are officially a holdout. And let's face it, officially as a holdout, that creates now, almost by definition, a true contractual standoff. And for Terry, man, it does not fit right the personality. For him not to be there with his teammates, for him not to be there preparing for the season, for him not to be, right there at the beginning of this 2025 season, by the way, the most anticipated season in 25 years, at least for this franchise, it really means that things right now in the moment must be pretty awful between the two sides. It's not, unfixable. Of course, these things always get this way. We saw it, in San Francisco last summer with Brandon Ayuk. He ended up holding in to avoid the fines. But the combination of Terry last week for 35 minutes validating his worth, talking about how he doesn't feel valued, we had that combination of frustration, anger, and legitimate hurt, more than anything else. You combine that, which we saw, a week ago? I think it was a week ago today. With him not showing for the first day of camp, it just means things aren't good right now. I'm not off of my position, which is I expect a deal to get done at some point and for both sides to tell the world, we love each other. It's just business. But I thought there was a really good chance, during this offseason that the deal would be done by now and that Terry wouldn't be a holdout. It's just not him. We know how team first he is. So for it to have come to this, it's not a great sign. Now, it could be a very short-term thing. It could be just to make a point. I don't know. We'll see. He's not there today for the first day of on-field work. I don't have a major problem with what Terry is doing. I think right now there are two sides, his side, their side, and the truth probably lies somewhere in between, which is typical in life. But he feels undervalued. He feels like he's being treated unfairly. And given his track record, and you should always consider track record when it comes to the character of somebody. I might not be as lenient as a fan on someone else who's under contract. Let's not forget, Terry is under contract. Other players, other situations, I might not be as lenient, understanding, but Terry's, a unique guy, and we have this history with him for his entire career where he really slogged through some brutal years in what was the most embarrassing front office organization in sports, and yet somehow he was still viewed by the league, by his teammates, by fans as classy in an organization that was essentially the Griswolds. So for him to do this, I feel, empathy for his situation, and I respect it. But with that said, I also continue to lean in the direction of believing in Adam Peters and the front office and that they are doing what's in the best interest of the organization.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
They've built up a lot of equity in just, 16, 17 months, whatever it's been since they've been here. Would be January of 2024. So we're talking about, about 18 months since they got here. They've built up a lot of goodwill. And I was going to give them the benefit of the doubt anyway, until they got their, until they got some traction. So I think there are smart people in the front office. I think there are people who are also empathetic. I think that's a big part of leadership. In addition to competence and shrewd and savviness, there's a level of empathy with the best of leaders. I think they understand how important Terry is. I think they understand the dynamic of treating him fairly, because they could look badly if they don't. But I trust in what they're doing. I do. And at the same time, I know it's kind of fence straddling, but I understand Terry's position, and I don't hold a grudge or I don't have a gripe with it, but I believe that the team, more likely than not, is doing the right thing. We just don't know. Other than the Jeremy Fowler reporting from over the weekend that Washington is not near $30 million, and he might be much lower than that, and Terry's asking for more than that in terms of an average annual. We don't really know for sure whether or not the team lowballed him, or at least with respect to the market, but this is a very subjective thing. Terry's contract was always going to be a little bit dicey because of the trickiness of the age and where is he really, on the list of great receivers. And then at the same time, but what a great dude. He's phenomenal from an intangible standpoint. So it was always going to be a bit tricky. So even if we find out that the team's initial offer was $25 or $26 million a year, something like that, $24 million a year, I'd be hesitant to refer to it as a low ball offer, because I think there's a lot in play here. Although that would seem pretty low ball. But certainly somewhere in the neighborhood of 28, I would not consider to be a low ball offer, especially if that was a first offer. But they seem to be far apart for now. Sometimes in these situations, both sides can be right. Both sides can make very strong cases for their respective positions, even if their respective positions are far apart. It happens in business and in life and in sports. So we'll see what happens. But it is strange, isn't it, that Terry McLaurin is actually taking it to the point where, under contract, he is holding out. I played out in my mind just the worst case, which we've talked about before. The worst case being they don't get a contract extension done and he plays in 2025 on his current contract, which has a year left. The team has flexibility, remember, other than not wanting to look bad because of, not getting a deal done with Terry in the eyes of fans. Personally, I'm going to trust them. I am. But they have some leverage, and it's called the franchise tag. He's got a year left on his deal, and if he balls out and he plays great and the team does well again and they want him back and they can't get an extension done next offseason, they can use the franchise tag on Terry. And that's a pay-as-you-go situation. Keep in mind, they're not paying him really anything other than base salary in the last year of his deal once the season starts. And then if they were to franchise tag him, that's a base salary number. You pay as you go. You're not doling out $75 million or $70 million in guaranteed money. A lot of it, upon signing, and a lot of it into escrow. So I don't know how much of that is playing into this, but we'll see. But I played out in my mind like the worst case. Like, let's just say they both decide we are just way too far apart. We're not getting a deal done. So what do you want to do, Terry? What does he do? Well, he can't hold out for the entire camp and just show up for the regular season, can he? He's got to play once the regular season begins. You know, he's got to collect that paycheck and he's got to have his contract grow. If he doesn't, you know, play, there's still a year left on his contract when he comes back next offseason. And he's in the same boat, but a year older and having not played in 2 years. So that's not happening. I think the absolute worst case is they continue to try to work things out as he's holding out. And in a week or two, they just are like, we're just way too far apart. What do you want to do? This is our last and final. We're not budging off of this. It's, you know, the ball is in your court. At that point, you know, 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now, does he come in? Does he wait until camp's over? I don't know. It's going to be, we've got a new thing this time of year to sort of pay attention to and observe from afar. This isn't usually the conversation. And even if it is the conversation, it's not as meaningful because the team isn't going to be very good, you know, when we've had these conversations in the past. This year, the stakes are higher because they are, you know, the third or fourth choice to win the NFC Championship, the seventh or eighth choice to win the Super Bowl. They're coming off their most successful season in 33 years. And they are loaded, and they are going to be highly profiled in prime time many times this year. I think the worst case is he misses a lot of camp. They don't get a deal done. He comes in very late. He ends up playing. And, you know, there are people out there. Paulie's one of them, and I'm not. I think it's not an unfair thing to say. It puts him at risk that he's not been out there working and growing with the team. He's missing out on the work, and perhaps physically he's missing out on what he needs to be at 100% when the season begins. Interesting stuff. So there were some things yesterday that Dan Quinn and Adam Peters said that in the wake of that press conference, which we played here live, we talked about some of it. But there were a couple of things that we didn't spend time on, including, I think, a big reveal. And I'm going to share that with you when we come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, the Team980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.